This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. A judge has ordered federal officials to allow unannounced visits to immigration detention centers by members of Congress. That blocks a Department of Homeland Security policy that required 7 days notice for those visits. Roughly a dozen Democratic lawmakers filed a lawsuit over it, including Colorado Representatives Joe Neguse and Jason Crow. The order will expire in 2 weeks while the lawsuit continues. And the snowplow driver involved in a fatal crash on I-70 last week has been placed on administrative leave. The accident killed one person and injured others and is under investigation. Troopers say the driver lost control of the plow east of Loveland Ski Area and hit three vehicles in the opposite lanes, including a van carrying a youth hockey team from California. The van's driver died. The team was heading to Denver for a tournament that it won on Sunday. A former U.S. senator, interior secretary, and ambassador to Mexico is donating hundreds of personal papers, photographs, and artifacts to History Colorado. That collection reflects both Ken Salazar's public service and his family's deep roots in southern Colorado.
Our language at home was all Spanish, and so the oral history that would be handed down to us was a history of the family. And so we learned about our history really at home because we were never taught about it in our schools.
Salazar says preserving those family stories and official records is key to understanding the borderlands history of Colorado and the broader Southwest. And a Colorado dog will compete in the Puppy Bowl this weekend. Nix, named after the Denver Broncos quarterback, is from the Humane Society of the Pikes Peak region. Go Nix. This is CPR News.